The Chinese tech giant Lenovo is turning to national security insiders today for help winning U.S. approval for two major deals. One to buy Google's Motorola Mobility phone unit, and the other to take over IBM's low-end server business. Critics say Lenovo is biting off more than it can chew, but others are saying the world's largest PC maker is used to proving skeptics wrong. Miguel Helft is a senior writer at Fortune magazine. He's with us from Oakland, California. Miguel, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, I want to get to what exactly this company is all about in a moment, but first let's go through these deals that are so recent. What about Motorola Mobility interested Lenovo?
Well, Lenovo is a company that is dominating the PC world. It's become the number one seller of PCs, but its ambition is to go far beyond that. It has a strategy that it calls PC Plus, and it basically means it wants to be Apple or Samsung when it comes to mobile. It wants to compete toe-to-toe with those guys. So with the acquisition of Motorola, they're jumping to number three spot, but it's a very far number three. They have about 55 million sales of handsets. Apple has triple that, roughly, and Samsung has double what Apple has. So they've got a long way to go before they can catch up with either of those guys. The Motorola deal gives it entry into the United States, Latin America, and, of course, a very prestigious brand.
And why does it think that it's going to have more success with Motorola Mobility than Google did?
Well, I think the story of Lenovo and how it's been successful in the PC market informs how these guys think. They made a bet on the PC market when everybody was retreating, and because of it, they've been able to surpass first Dell and then HP. And the PC market is going through its biggest contraction in its history.
Yeah.
And Lenovo is holding its own and basically killing it. And so they think with scale, with smart manufacturing, and a really good distribution and global strategy, they can do the same with smartphones.
So they think we bet against the trend before and we got it right and we could do it again.
That's right. I remember a few years back, Michael Dell was asked about Lenovo, and he says, well, I've got bigger fish to fry. And, you know, a couple of years later, they passed Dell, and then they passed HP. So,
well, what about this purchase, the other big purchase from Lenovo, a $2.3 billion buy of IBM's low-end server business? What's that about?
Yeah, so that's a little less sort of headline grabbing because these are, you know, computers that go inside data centers. But for IBM, this is a commodity business with very low margins. For Lenovo, it's an opportunity. They're used to low margins. Part of their winning strategy in PCs was to undercut its competitors on price. And so this fits in nicely with those PCs. They can manufacture in the same facilities, and they can probably expand their market share. And so it makes sense for them.
Now, you recently spoke with the CEO of Lenovo, who they just call YY. His full name is Yanqing Yang. He is Chinese. He lives part of the time in Beijing. He lives part of the time in North Carolina. Tell us about him and what he said to you.
You know, he's a very interesting guy. He grew up in a, you know, relatively poor part of northern China, was an engineer who rose through the ranks at Lenovo, and his career was staked on a bet he made early on. Lenovo went from being a distributor of PCs to making PCs in China to becoming number one in PCs in China, and then they decided to try to buy the IBM PC business back in 2005. You know, IBM has, you know, very famous for the ThinkPad line, and did a really remarkable job of integrating two very disparate cultures. YY himself moved to North Carolina. The company has dual headquarters in Beijing and North Carolina, and basically forced a lot of his Chinese executives to become global citizens. And, you know, it was a very, very successful integration. And he's seen as a, you know, a little bit of a Bill Gates of China.
And China makes up, I see, 41% of the sales for Lenovo. Does YY see China or the U.S. or the rest of the world as the future of sales for the company?
I think they see themselves as extremely, primarily a global company. The management team is made up of about half Chinese execs, and the rest are from the U.S., Canada, Italy, the Netherlands. It's probably a more multinational company than most American multinationals, and they really want to be a global citizen. And, you know, these two purchases of big American companies, you speak to their ambitions on that front.
Miguel Helft is a senior writer at Fortune magazine, talking with us about the Chinese company Lenovo. Miguel, thanks so much.
Thank you.